The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is a missile fired probably in error.
Former police commissioner of New York City, Ray Kelly, reacting to the plane that was brought down by a missile over the Ukraine, the Malaysian plane. And that's where we start with the terrorist act. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we roll through the weekend. Because here we are again in the middle of July. How'd we get here? I have no idea. And this is the buzz in our backyard and everywhere else, really. What's happened? Did Russia bring down the plane? I love one of the things that I read that Janet Napolitano, easy for her to say now at this point, was asked about this situation and says, you know, you got to be cautious about how you go through and examine what's happened of the wreckage in the black box and all that kind of stuff and sort of play that waiting game where others like John McCain say, let's go. There's going to be profound consequences if Russia hit this plane. If that's the case, are you kidding me? All bets are off. Think 80s Reagan Russia bringing down a Korean airliner. If there are no consequences to pay here, then what's the difference? This is an act of terrorism. There's no question about it. But who are the terrorists? That's the big question. Imagine if Russia's behind this, though. I can't get that out of my head. This area, where not just the Malaysian airliner, but so many others cross over, is kind of puzzling because this is where the terrorists have a little bit of a safe haven and the rebels are operating. So there's been so much back and forth, 35 miles from the Russian border. And you've got Lufthansa and the other airlines, a handful of other airlines, flying routes through there. You wonder if they're going to change the routes or not. But the fact that they've been going back and forth in this area, and then this happens with the missile, is pretty scary, actually. So there are some U.S. experts on the ground. Russia says it's the Ukraine's fault because if they had their act together and there wasn't all the violence and upheaval, then this wouldn't have taken place in the first time. The Malaysian jet crashed en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. It was flying at 33,000 feet when, boom, the missile hit. It was brought down in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine, and a radar system saw the surface-to-air missile turn on and track the plane right before the plane went down. And a second system saw a heat signature at the time the plane was hit. So we're looking, the U.S. is analyzing the trajectory of the missile to figure out where it came from. The Obama administration thinks the Ukraine did not have the capability, let alone the motivation, to shoot the plane down. They talked about that earlier in the day. That was part of the White House press briefing on Thursday. The Malaysian Prime Minister, Rasik, said the plane didn't make a distress call, not a surprise. He's calling for full access to the crash site. The Ukraine says that pro-Russian separatists were behind the crash. The Russian president says the Ukrainian military against campaign, their campaign against separatists was to blame, but that the tragedy would not have happened if there had been peace on that land, or in any case, if military operations in southeastern Ukraine had not been renewed. So you got charred wreckage for 7-8 miles, bodies just trying to process everything on the ground, and people on the ground saying that the plane kind of exploded in the air and everything came down in bits and pieces. So details, finger pointing, sad families, and a terrible, terrible tragedy. But one that can change the course of some fates. And that's for sure. Will they get to the bottom of this one? We saw what happened with the last Malaysian plane that went missing in March. We still have not gotten to the bottom of that. This case, over the Ukraine, missile hits it, you would think that they will look under every single rock they can look under. I mean, it's interesting because 3 months ago, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, yep, the FAA, prohibited U.S. planes from flying in areas not far from where Flight 17 crashed. Because they talked about the conflicting air traffic control instructions from the Ukrainian and Russian authorities and the potential misidentification of civilian aircraft. How about that? And there, it's also not allowed in airspace over the Crimea, the Black Sea, and a few other choice spots. Thursday's plane crash was in the eastern Ukraine, which I've mentioned before. On Thursday, the French transportation official ordered that French planes avoid Ukrainian airspace until the cause of the Malaysian Airlines crash is known. So this adds to the woes of Malaysian Airlines for sure, because this is the second Boeing 777. And the timing couldn't be worse, especially after the sanctions were leveled, a new president elected just a couple of months ago to the Ukraine, and lots of tension and problems. Coming up, we are going to lighten the load, in a sense, with our cheap movie review. And it's interesting because these are movies like Planes, Fire and Rescue, The Purge, Anarchy, and Persecuted that I don't know will necessarily lift your spirits, but it's part of what's coming down the lane. I invite you to step into the theater with me and put your feet up, freeze for a second, and we're going to hit you up with some flicks around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
ah, yeah, it's time to take you to the movies. So the first one we have is family, family, family friendly. Might not sound that way when I say to you planes, fire, and rescue, but trust me, this is of a much different variety. We're talking about the animated fare, 1 hour, 24 minutes. That's short.
The one that Lakota called Heoka beats his drum with the wind to make thunder. With thunder comes lightning. And with lightning comes fire.
I don't hear any drums.
Shh. All aircraft, we've got a report of a wildfire.
Come on, boys! Let's load up!
Lightning storm came through. There she burns, fellas!
Watch your altitude.
Stop the crap over out here!
Crap hopper!
You're smaller than I thought, huh. So that's okay.
Thanks.
All aboard!
Came here to become a firefighter.
Uh-oh. Bullseye.
Well, spilling mud on people makes for sad campers.
Big party at my lodge makes for happy campers. You understand?
Answer is yes.
Yes?
What?
Huh?
I will never understand why you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
We're not. We're jumping out of you.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Get out of this airspace.
Sorry.
Copy that, hippie.
Huh?
Hey,
Hey, Sugar Rims. You just fall out of a B-17? Because you're the bomb.
Pickup trucks.
Rip off his landing gear.
What? Give him a go. Oh, off the wheels, genius.
Oh.
I'm Dipper.
That's what everyone calls me.
Mrs.
Man.
Miss.
Man. Yeah.
Dipper.
Dipper.
Yep.
Yep.
Wind lifter, you're clear to maneuver. Dipper, set up for a drop and D the head of the fire.
Copy that.
Mr. Mayday.
Is that guy writing down everything I say?
Yes.
So he just wrote that down?
Yes.
And that?
Yes.
And that?
Yes.
Oh, Chevy.
I can do this.
Lord Almighty, I am.
Let's load and go.
We're headed straight into the fire.
Brace yourself.
How's the park's wildlife population?
Well, if you come to the party night, there'll be plenty of party animals.
Hey,
shot the hangar door. Awesome!
It's like mama's jalapeno chili.
Spicy.
Twice!
All right, so lots of family fun. Air racer Dusty learning about his engine, it's damaged, and he might not race again. Voice Dane Cook of Dusty and Julie Bowen is Dipper. So pretty interesting, fun stuff. Very successful, I think, the first time around. And this is another one of those kinds of movies. The timing of it's good, so it keeps the kids' attention span. And like I said, it's family-friendly. So if you have grandkids, kids, young kids, it probably works for everybody if you are dying to get out of the house and go and watch a flick. Otherwise, wait till it comes out on video. It seems like I always say that because it'd probably be great then, too, and it'll hold up. The second movie we're looking at couldn't be more polar opposite of the first movie. Not family-friendly. A specific genre that has kind of an interesting twist to it. I watched the first one, and it was all about purging sort of the bad elements from society, and it took off, so then they've made another one, The Purge Anarchy.
In 5 seconds, you will experience anarchy.
You can't go out there. You know how dangerous it is. This won't bring him back. It won't make you feel any better. Don't do this.
It's late. We need to leave.
Traffic is building rapidly downtown as citizens rush to get home before commencement. If you're not purging, we advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war out there.
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge. At the siren, all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours. All emergency services will be suspended. Your government thanks you for your participation.
What is this?
Tonight allows a release. America, a nation reborn.
Just try, just try.
Stick to the plan.
Thank you.
Follow me.
As long as we keep moving, we're okay.
People like us, we don't survive tonight.
Oh my God, they're taking us.
This is the last purge of the evening.
The bidding will start at 200,000.
Remember all the good the purge does.
Yeah, pretty scary stuff. I mean, it is exactly what you just heard there. They, you know, they're purging society, so you're either in the middle of it or you are hidden away somewhere in a house that's like a fortress. Let's put it that way. Some of the people you might recognize in this flick, there's one of the actors in it who I loved from Friday Night Lights, Zach Guilford, his name is, and I bet he's got a pretty big part in this. Frank Gorilla is one of the main parts in it, too, and Michael Kay. Not for the faint of heart, needless to say. Then we move from that to Persecuted.
There are those who claim that your ministry is intolerant and may even threaten the freedom of others.
Freedom is fragile and costly and must be defended by work and by faith and even by blood.
Now, your ministry reaches more people than the evening news, and I need you to get up there and announce that you fully support this bill.
I cannot water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
This talk of persecution is going to die, and who's going to be left standing? You are!
You cannot legislate the power of God!
It's not on board.
Mr. Luther, do you mind if we get a picture with my daughter?
Big smile. Excellent.
This girl is dead, John. You're saying that you killed her.
I didn't kill anybody.
They're watching for you.
I didn't know where else to go.
You're going to be charged with first-degree murder.
I just want to see justice served. I need your help.
Your husband is a fugitive.
He is coming home to this family.
I have a dream to unite the traditions of faith with one voice.
The arms of God aren't as far away as you might think.
Mr. President,
John Luther is entirely your misfortune.
People are looking for a symbol. We'll get back up when they're not there.
Get your people out there and do so quietly.
They can silence the truth.
Sometimes in a war, there's collateral damage for the greater good.
In you, I put my trust. If there's any iniquity in my hands, let my enemy pursue me and overtake me. Let him trample my life into the earth. Take away a man's right to speak his mind in a country founded on that very principle. You don't really have a country now, do you?
Man, I tell you what, this movie looks to be a pretty good movie. I think this could be worth the investment, maybe even a matinee if you're trying to save a little coin, or wait till it comes out of the dollar theater if you have one in your neck of the woods. And I don't even have to tell you what the story is about. You pretty much heard it all unfold right there in that cool clip. Stay seated, everybody. You can still kick back, and we got more coming your way next.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. What type of fun, when we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
Welcome back to America Tonight. It's interesting, Men's Health Magazine has a piece on men and drowning, and you know, we're, here we are deep into the summer, and when I saw the, when I actually saw the article, I thought of two people in my life. My cousin drowned, but of course he was really young, and people had turned their backs and didn't think anything was going on and hadn't realized he had slipped out of the house and fell into the bay, and then that was it, and they found him a day later. But also I know somebody else who drowned, and this was a guy who thought he could swim okay, and he actually drowned in waist-high water. So I know from personal experience that this does happen, but the statistics are apparently incredibly shocking, and I think all of you are going to think the same thing. So in our virtual green room, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine, my pal Greg Stebbin. Hey, Greg, how are you?
You know, the food in your virtual green room is extraordinary. And an open bar, which really delighted me.
Anything for you, we spare no expense. So,
we're supposed to talk about something a little more serious, which is drowning.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the drowning thing. So what's the deal on that? How come, you know, do men really drown more often, I guess, than women?
Way more. 9 times more.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's interesting why. Let me put this into perspective. If you were to tick off on your fingers the most common ways that men die, where would you think would you think drowning would be in the top 10?
No, I think heart attack. I think something with heart.
It's number 4.
Wow.
Well, let me qualify that. For young men, not all men. For young, yes, obviously heart issues become bigger as you get older. But mm-hmm. for young American guys, car wrecks, accidental poisonings, which wow. is on the rise, we know. Murder, number 3. Drowning, number 4.
That's
and
depressing.
Way higher numbers for men than women. And why, you ask? Because we're men and we're stupid and we drink.
That makes sense. Out in boats or even in a pool or wherever.
Or in a pool or you're just, as we say in the article, what are the most dangerous words you'll ever hear a man say? The 5 deadliest words in the English language for men. Here they are. Hold my beer. Watch this. Sometimes it's because we're drunk and stupid. Sometimes it's because we think we cannot die and we try to do things that are crazy, or we try to save other people who are in trouble and we think we're invincible. And it leads to it being the 4th most common way that young men in this country die, drowning.
Wow. So obviously the thing to do is to be cautious when you're drinking and around water and not to get in, so to speak, over your head.
Yeah, and understanding drowning is also really useful. So, obviously, drinking and water is a bad idea.
Yeah,
that's a really bad. You know, if we can get the message of, the designated driver and be a buddy, don't let your friend drive drunk, we ought to be able to do the same thing for swimming. But the other thing is a lot of people die drowning because they don't understand things like rip currents. And then the other thing is, and we should talk about what you should do if you get caught in a rip current, but the other thing is a lot of people die trying to help other people who may be drowning. And then the other thing is most of us have no idea what a drowning person would look like while drowning. So someone could literally drown right next to you, and you would be expecting them to be waving their arms around like they were drowning in a movie. And
right.
the truth is they may not say a word. They may just go under for a final time.
Wow.
It's awareness. It's just,
wow, so it's,
you know,
it's being
aware,
right?
You go in the water, you should be, the buddy system. We all learned it at summer camp. It's a brilliant system. The buddy system would make a huge difference. And just being aware that when you're swimming, it's smart to be aware that it's dangerous, kind of like you're generally aware when you're using a chainsaw. I'm not saying they're equal danger or same danger, but when you have a chainsaw in your hand, you are thinking to yourself, I have a chainsaw in my hand. We're suggesting that when you're boating or swimming, have a great time. We're not trying to take that away, but just be aware of the fact that that water is way more powerful than you are.
Yeah, and you're talking about that. You mentioned the thing about rip currents, and now sometimes you'll see signs. Just 6 months ago when I was in Hawaii, there were terrible rip currents on a place called Big Beach in Maui. And foolishly, I saw people thinking, oh, this is no big deal. And I saw a guy just get slammed by a wave, get back in, and he started to drift off, and they chased after him.
Yes, it happens all the time. And, in fact, this story, we chronicle the life of a guy, the end of a life of a guy who was down on a beach, I think in Central America. There was a terrible rip current. They didn't know. And he just got caught. He didn't know what to do. He got pulled further and further out. He exhausted himself trying to fight his way back in. And even though people finally figured out he was in trouble and tried to help him, they couldn't help him. It was
wow. Wow, depressing. So you mentioned this, seeing the drowning signs, not easy. And hopefully this being pumped out there helps a lot of people. Don't look for the flailing crazy arms necessarily. That's not at all what you would see. So, if you are aware that someone's drowning, what do you do?
Well, we've all heard the stories of Joe tried to help Steve who was drowning, and Steve pulled Joe under.
Yeah.
So you've really got to be careful about this. One is, don't get too close to that person, because a drowning, by the time someone actually drowns, they're so physically exhausted that the reason they may just go under for a last time and not make a peep is they just don't have, there's nothing left. But up until that point, there's the flailing, and they can grab your hair or your clothes and take you down too. So that's part of what you have to be aware of. So you want to help someone, but you don't want to get so close that they can put you in danger too. So you want to reach out to them with a shirt, with a rope, with a ring, anything. I mean, it could even be your leg, but if your body gets near them, you're going to be in trouble. The further you can stay away while still throwing them something that they can use for you to tow them in to you, the better off you are. But if they get near your head or your body, they may take you down.
Yeah, wow, something to consider for sure. And there's a good thing you say, throw the rings or that kind of stuff. Absolutely have life preservers. I've seen people get on boats where it's their own boat, and they're like, eh, you know, we're all great swimmers. It's like, are you kidding me? First of all, I don't think you're supposed to do that. And if you get stopped by the Coast Guard, I think they can check you for it. But regardless, to not have life preservers, something to throw to somebody because you never know what's going to happen,
I think it's just
foolishness, don't you?
That's exactly. And again, that's respecting the water, understanding how powerful the water can be. And then if you own a boat, being prepared to give everybody on the boat a life jacket and having a ring available and whatever else, you know, obviously depends on the size of the boat and things like that. But once you have respect for the water the way you would respect a chainsaw, you're going to start doing things to be prepared. Whereas if you just don't think about it, you're not going to be prepared, because when you're not thinking about things, you're never prepared.
Yeah. I think, too, because boating and drinking, you know, bringing out all the beers and fishing, it's almost like a car. Wouldn't it be smart to have sort of a designated driver? Like if you had somebody who just was totally straight. So all the other people or a handful of people on the boat want to have, you know, their drinks and everything else. But you've got somebody that, or a couple people that are not at all imbibing. And that could help, I think. And maybe it's kind of ridiculous to suggest, because I know that would be tough. But it would be a good thing, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's – I think responsible boat owners think that way anyway. Or, you know, I mean, why wouldn't you? If a car is dangerous when being operated by someone who's drinking, why wouldn't you want to have somebody operating a boat the same way? But, again, the real danger is not the person driving the boat. It's people who are drinking and then getting in the water, whether there's a boat involved or not.
Yeah.
I think that's the right kind of thinking, because when you start thinking that way, you start thinking – oh, you know, this is kind of dangerous. What do I need to do to take care of myself? And what do I need to do to take care of my friends and my family?
Yeah, do you think it's equally as dangerous in a pool? Because I think some people have the false sense of security in a pool.
I know there's a whole other set of dangers involved with pools. And part of it is probably the fact that we think it's safer. But I remember, I don't know, some years ago, a friend of mine's son drowned in a pool because he got caught. He was probably playing a game with friends, and he got caught between the ladder and the wall of a pool, and he couldn't get out. And this was a teenager. This was not a little kid. This was a teenager. How often do we hear, and we talk about this in the story, and I think this is one of the things that pools invite, kids are playing the game of, let's see how long we can hold our breath.
Right.
And again, when I was a kid, there was a pool near our house that we used to go to in the summer. And I've heard this over and over again. The kid who's the most powerful swimmer will either drown or have a brush with death by playing that game of how long can I hold my breath. Because everybody, literally this happened when I was about 8 years old. I wasn't actually there, but everybody was watching him and timing him hold his breath.
Wow.
There were 30 people standing around watching.
And that was it, huh?
And
wow.
He never came up.
Oh, that's terrible. That's a terrible story.
So I think pools in a way make you feel like it's a safer environment. It encourages playing games like that. And again, have a great time in the pool, but everybody should be aware that water is more powerful than we are, and it takes a lot of lives.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Magazine, something to think about, folks, for all of you listening in those nooks and crannies. Thanks, as always, Greg, for coming on America Tonight.
It's great to be here.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Scream 12, by the way. I think it's my favorite one. All right, so if we look to the numbers this time around, boy, do we have a bunch of numbers to talk about here on this version of it, including the fact that we've got this sad story of the plane, but there's so many numbers around the plane. It's sadly about that. It's about the people. It's about the amount of phone calls, the amount of faxes and emails. I mean, faxes, yes, over what happened. It's a Boeing 777. It's 300 people. It's 7 miles at least. I'm not even sure that's accurate, of debris. And it stretches from end to end, 35 miles from the border of Russia. 35 miles. Can you believe it? And they estimate that the second this happened, at least 3 million emails, almost immediately, once word got out, were sent to people near and far, journalistically speaking, and from country to country, and how you get an estimate of that, I have no idea. But I read it in one of the news services, and I thought, wow, that's interesting, because I would think texting, and who knows what the texting is, but specifically on this or some of the other things, ways to notify people, but texting and tweeting would have to have been one of the number one ways, but emails immediately certainly started to fly. So very, very sad. Lots of numbers, sad numbers surrounding that. And how about this one? A new poll says that 60% say the Army should court-martial Bo Bergdahl. I don't necessarily find this to be surprising, frankly. And this was a poll conducted by the Military Times. 60%. Specifically, I mean, and, you know, lots of different people were asked to, it's unscientific, but were asked to throw in their opinion on it in 2 days. It was just 2 days. They had almost 4,500 responders. 9% said Bergdahl should be separated and face a lesser charge. About 15% were not sure how the Army should proceed. And an initial military investigation, by the way, I'll throw this in 2009, concluded that Bergdahl deliberately walked away from his unit based on evidence available at the time. So the Army hasn't ruled out disciplinary action, by the way, against Bergdahl, who was promoted, by the way, when he was in captivity from private first class to sergeant, which he actually said he didn't want. And I've said this before, he stands to get over $300,000 because of the fact that he was kidnapped by the Taliban. So he would get all that sort of back pay, if you will, depending on what happens, depending on what the ultimate decision of the investigation turns up. And so far, what happened there, what he has to say about it, that hasn't, what I'm led to believe from sources and what's being reported, that that has not happened yet at this point. He's back on a desk job, but that has not happened as far as what his version is of what happened. Unfortunately for people, some of the people who work for Microsoft, the CEO announced that they will slash up to 18,000 jobs over the next year, eliminating part of their say this is their first step to building the right organization for what they're doing. The first round of cuts will hit the Nokia devices and services unit is what they're saying, which will account for a loss of over 12,000 jobs for professional and factory workers. So this first round is starting within the next 6 months, and it's going to be, as I mentioned already, the number is very big, 18,000 all together. So they're looking at completely changing up some of what's happening at Microsoft, and they say that this is the way that they have to do it. 5-Hour Energy, for something completely different, has been sued over what they're claiming in their ads. Isn't it interesting? I can't tell you how many people I know probably in the last 10 years, mostly guys that I know where they're working extra and they need to stay awake or whatever, are taking 5-Hour Energy or something similar to it. But the Oregon Attorney General sued the makers and marketers of the product, saying that they engaged in deceptive advertising. So what does that mean? They've been part of a group leading a 33-state investigation into what the accuracy is of their claims. The lawsuit filed Thursday in Portland contends specifically that the company falsely claimed that customers get extra energy and focus from a unique blend of ingredients when the effect actually comes from a concentrated dose of caffeine. Isn't that interesting? And not shocking altogether at all from my point of view. Because that's what it seemed like to me. the people that were taking it seemed like they were wired as if they had probably had 15 cups of coffee. So with the caffeine in there and whatever the other ingredients are that you throw in there to I don't know, change it up, it kind of disguises that whole caffeine thing, I guess. Be interesting to see what the outcome of this lawsuit is. How about this? A California man hooked what I would assume is the catch of his lifetime while he was on vacation in Alaska. I heard this story the other day, and I thought, wow, the strength you would have to reel this sucker in. But 76-year-old Jack McGuire from Santa Ana caught a 482-pound Pacific halibut 40 minutes before he reeled. It took 40 minutes to reel him in. And the 482 outweighs the 459-pound Pacific halibut caught in Alaska in 1996. That is the world record. But it still doesn't meet International Game Fish Association regulations. The halibut was shot, then harpooned, before it was brought aboard the boat, and that disqualifies the catch from being considered for a world record. McGuire was on a week-long fishing trip near Glacier Bay with his three kids when he caught the 95-inch-long fish. Isn't that cool? He's been, and this is the part I like. It's always a story behind the story. He has been fishing since he was 6 years old, so you know this was his passion. And there he is with his family, and that's a very, very cool thing to be able to pull in that kind of fish. But who knew? I didn't know that either about shooting the halibut, then harpooning it. That doesn't count if you're trying to go for a world record, but that's an amazing fish. And I would think to get that kind of a fish in the boat, it would take something extra to be able to do that. So you're struggling, you get him close, he's close enough, and then that's how you finish it off. I mean, that's an amazing feat to be able to say that you were able to, do that and to do that for 40 minutes. Can you, I mean, I can't even stretch my brain that way. I can remember trying to reel in bluefish that I thought were going to break my arms off. And this was off of Cape May, New Jersey, deep, deep, deep into the waters where we were trolling for bluefish. And I would sit in that seat, and after 25 minutes, I was done. There is no way that I could even attempt to do what that man did, so bravo. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. You want to hit us up with the questions? Do it. AmericaTonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.